Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
For some reason, I cannot hear myself. Oh, now I can hear myself. Technology in all of its finest. We knew this would happen in the world of sports. Sports are a microcosm of real life. That's how I view them all the time. And even though we deal with sports primarily on the show, I mean, sometimes we deal with food and music and movies and yard work and, you know, real life stuff too. But whenever we talk about an issue that's impacting the world of sports, it's usually pretty obvious that it's also one that the rest of society is dealing with or facing. And in Major League Baseball, it did not take long for the sport to have this gut check moment. I think that's probably the case with basketball as well. We're not hearing as much out of the NHL, but they are in their two hub cities, Edmonton and Toronto, while the NBA is dealing with the first player who went rogue and decided that he would not abide by the rules. With baseball, though, it feels a little more serious because they've already started and because it affected multiple teams, boom, just like that. And so there's a lot of reaction that we want to share with you, but I would like to hear from you too. It's the same discussion, and yet it's different. Major League Baseball put these protocols in place, strict, stringent guidelines that have to be abided by, that are designed to A, prevent an outbreak if possible, but in lieu of that, contain it. And on Monday, the game itself became secondary. 5 days into the start of the 2020 season, the game itself moved to the back burner. Does that mean the water stopped boiling? Nope. Just means it was moved backward on the stove, backward in the priority list. And so while there were games, the action itself once again became secondary to everything else that's going on in baseball, in the world. And I was reminded on Monday, as we're hearing from Commissioner Rob Manfred, as one manager in the game talks about how he's scared, how other managers are taking this opportunity to talk to their guys, how the extensive cleaning protocols are kicking in, and how, yet again, there are more questions than answers. I was reminded that life is fleeting. It's precious. We too often take it for granted. That's the case all the time. But in 2020, haven't there been more moments, more situations, more challenges that have forced us to stare that in the face? Everything that we hold dear, from life itself, to our families, to our jobs, to our choices, to our freedom, to our health, all of that can change in an instant. And I do not mean to say we live afraid. In fact, the opposite. You do what you can. If there's rules and guidelines and protocols, you abide by them. If that's your choice, great. Certainly that's what Davey Martinez is doing. You'll hear from him in a second. But sometimes there are challenges in life that are out of our control. The Yankees had zero control over what was going on with the Marlins, with the Phillies, or with their games that they were supposed to play today, tomorrow. They have no control over it. They didn't do anything wrong. They didn't screw up. They didn't run amok of the guidelines. They didn't go all Lou Williams. But their season was still affected. So was the Orioles. And isn't that just a perfect metaphor, perfect picture of what it's been like in 2020 for the majority of the United States of America? Often, I lose sight of the fact that a very small minority of Americans have gotten the virus. Now, I'm not negating or reducing the impact of the virus. But if you compare the number of people who have it, have had it, to the number of people in our country, it's still a really small minority, thank goodness. And yet, because of the danger of the virus, the impact of what other people are doing, how other people are acting, other people getting sick, other states, travel restrictions, on down the line. It may not impact us directly in terms of our health and our safety, but there's a ripple effect. There's a ripple effect in the United States of America, and there was a ripple effect that started in China. I mean, it was through no fault of the United States that we ended up with the virus, right? It came from somewhere else. That's the case for pretty much everywhere. And so my point is that it's not necessarily our poor choices. It's not necessarily our decisions that put us in a situation like what we're in now in the summer of 2020. But instead of being ticked off about it, instead of being angry, which there are times when I've been angry about it this spring and this summer, I'll just readily admit that, riding a roller coaster of emotions, there are also reasons to turn it around and be thankful for those times when we can still enjoy those simple pleasures of life. And not even referring to health. That's not a simple pleasure. That's a huge blessing. So yeah, baseball just reminded me on Monday how much we take for granted, but very often how life is completely out of our control. And all we can do is roll with it, adjust, stay flexible. And 2020 is requiring that more than any other year that I've been on this earth. And you hear it over and over. I've never seen anything like this. I've never been through anything like this. Neither is baseball. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Again, sports are a microcosm of real life, so I'm applying it to baseball. But it can very much serve as a reminder of what else is happening in the United States. So we knew this would happen at some point. We knew teams would encounter positive tests. Why? Well, for a couple of reasons, but the most important reason being because baseball teams are not quarantined. Now, I'm not saying the bubble in Orlando or Edmonton or Toronto is impenetrable. Not when you got guys who are going off and doing their own thing, like a Lou Williams who can't stay away from a gentleman's club after he goes to a funeral. I'm not saying that we're not going to see any cases of the virus in the bubble for basketball or for either of the NHL cities. But it's less likely, a lot less likely, because of all the testing they're doing and because of the protocols and the rules they have in place. Oh my gosh, if I were a teammate of Lou Williams, I would be ticked. And I get it. He's really critical to what they are going to do inside the bubble. But if I'm Kawhi Leonard and Paul George and Doc Rivers and others on that team, Patrick Beverley, guys who are veterans who look at this as a huge opportunity, the reason they brought this team together, I would be mad. But that's a side note. We'll get to Lou Williams if you haven't heard his little story, his little choices that affected so many other people. With Major League Baseball, they're not quarantined. They're not in a bubble. They're traveling. And while we don't exactly know where the Marlins, whoever it was that first got the virus, ended up with it, we do know that they had to travel last week on a charter flight. Whew. I'm thinking that charter company is likely to lose a bunch of business. And so while they're doing contact tracing, and while they're trying to figure out exactly where it started, where it ended, that's not all information that we're going to have access to. Some of that is private information. But with the Marlins, it went from bad to worse Sunday into Monday. Now we wait. Does Tuesday bring more bad news? Or does Tuesday allow baseball and these four teams that have been affected to move forward? And that's where all the testing comes in. That's where the cleaning comes in. Unless you're in a situation where you're shutting the whole thing down. And baseball's made it very clear that's not an option, at least not at this point. Unless they get into a situation where this is half the teams in the league. I'm not really sure what the trigger point is, what the flash point is. But whatever it is, Rob Manfred knows it. The owners have talked about it. This isn't it. One team with a mini outbreak isn't it. And so they do what they can to try to get the Marlins back on track. And the other teams on their schedule wait. Rob Manfred was a guest on MLB Network. He did a sit down with Tom Verducci, who was on our show not that long ago. And he said, this is something that we had to plan for. We looked ahead. We knew it was a possibility. And this is where our protocols kick in.
Most of the owners realize that we built protocols anticipating that we would have positive tests at some point during the season, that the protocols were built in order to allow us to continue to play through those positives. And I think there was support for the notion that we believe that the protocols are adequate to keep our players safe.
I guess we'll find out. So right now, what we know about the Marlins, 11 players, 2 coaches, all of them quarantined. The Phillies, who of course played against the Marlins on Sunday, they also had their own round of testing to try to figure out if the virus spread from the Marlins to the Phillies. And so those results are pending. And remember, they're going through multiple rounds of testing here. We're not just talking about one test and that's it. So you've got the players with the Marlins who tested positive quarantining in Philadelphia. This is where the logistics become heavy. This is where the logistics become a lot to navigate and to manage. Once the Phillies find out whether or not anybody on their team tested positive because of their game on Sunday, the Marlins thought they had removed the 4 guys that originally tested positive from the lineup and got them away from the team as well as the clubhouse in time. But the Phillies have got to know if any of them were infected. And of course, because of the Yankees expecting to play at Philadelphia and use the same visitor's clubhouse, we talked about this with David Sampson on Monday morning. This is even before the Yankees game with the Phillies was postponed. They had to go through extra deep cleaning. And so the Yankees are staying there in Philadelphia themselves, kind of waiting and seeing whether or not they'll be able to get their next game in. Domino effect everywhere. Right now, we don't know exactly where the Marlins got the virus and how it started. Doesn't that become secondary? As much as it would be easier to blame someone, it becomes secondary to trying to limit it where they can.
Our first concern, obviously, is the health of the players and their families and making sure that we do everything possible to minimize the spread of the virus among our employees. We've been fortunate so far. We've done tens of thousands of tests. Our positive rate has been 0.4%. So we feel like the protocols have worked pretty well. Notwithstanding that fact, we have made some decisions. We're doing some additional testing. If the testing results are acceptable, the Marlins will resume play in Baltimore on Wednesday against the Orioles.
So right now, Marlins, Orioles, Phillies, Yankees, all in limbo. We'll hear more from the commissioner of Major League Baseball as we head through this hour and the rest of the show. But I'd love to hear from you. It feels like it's ginormous. It feels like it's a fatal blow. And yet, baseball doesn't see it that way. And it's true that still the majority of the sport, the majority of the teams went on and played Monday.
Wednesday.
It feels like this is far more important than the games themselves, and yet almost surreal. The rest of baseball got on the field. It's just, it's a almost one of those situations where I have to compartmentalize, where I have to put the baseball in one half of my brain and the testing and the protocols and the results in the other half of my brain. I'm not great at compartmentalizing, but I had to remind myself, there are games going on here. The rest of baseball, there's got to be some relief there. Whew, it wasn't us. Thank heavens it wasn't us. And again, I come back to the number of teams impacted by the Marlins, whether it was their charter flight, whether somebody went somewhere that he wasn't protected, whatever it was. We may never know how this started. Manfred was asked about that. But because baseball and its players decided against a bubble of any sort, he talked about that too. This is a possibility. So the Yankees are still in Philadelphia at the team hotel. They expect to play at Citizens Bank Park coming up on Tuesday, but they're waiting on the Phillies' COVID-19 tests. The Marlins, meanwhile, are waiting to get their test results back. And Tuesday will bring more news. So we'll hear more from Rob Manfred and then some of the reaction around Major League Baseball. The manager of the World Series champions admitting, I'm scared. Another manager taking this opportunity to sit down and address his team. And games and highlights. Weird, right? So find me on Twitter, ALawRadio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It was most definitely a manic Monday in Major League Baseball. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thanks for joining us. After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Rizzo drives one in the air to deep right field. He may have just done it. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Rizzo, a hanging breaking ball, drives one over the wall and right. It's his third home run on the young season.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
All of them solo shots for Anthony Rizzo. So three RBI, three home runs, and the Cubs have three wins. First victory away from Wrigley Field, this one in Cincinnati. You hear Pat Hughes with the call on the Cubs radio network. And the Cubs and the Reds were playing with a bit of some probably unsettled feelings, some COVID unsettledness, because Reds infielder Matt Davidson went on the injured list over the weekend. He tested positive for the virus, and there were a couple of teammates that were then sick subsequently. The Reds were waiting on their further tests on Monday. And after what happened with the Marlins, of course, you can understand the trepidation. John Lester said it's a bit scary, but you have to trust the process. Trust the protocols that we have. Well, that's true. If you want to play the season, do you have any other choice? No. We saw a lot of players opt out. We've seen umpires decide this is not safe for them. We've had some different coaches do the same thing. The majority of the baseball community decided to move forward with the risk and trust the process. But it's not infallible because people are not infallible. Again, they're not in a bubble. They're moving around. They're traveling. As much as they're limiting travel, you're still getting on planes. You're still coming in contact with other society. And again, people and inanimate objects, in the case of the charter plane, that they can't control, that they're not cleaning themselves. Being back in studio at CBS Sports Radio, it's the same situation. I clean everything in my path when I walk in. Takes 15 to 20 minutes to clean the four different computer consoles and the multiple rooms that I spend time in. It's a tedious process. Clean it when I get here, clean it when I leave. My mom just asked me on Sunday, do you think it's safe for me to go back to school? Her principal, my mom is going to be 74, in good health, but she is older. Her principal called her on Monday and said, do you feel comfortable coming back to school? She's getting ready to start in a week. Almost 74 years old. My mom refuses to retire. I love her. And so there are these decisions that people have to make, both inside sports and outside of sports. Davey Martinez, one of those inside the baseball community, who decided that he would participate in this season despite the risks. And every day, you've got teams, players, managers, umpires who step onto the field or step into a clubhouse or board a flight knowing that there are risks. And somehow they have to perform. Somehow they still have to play a game. Kind of impressive the way that the games must go on. Because if they're not willing to do that, this whole experiment is a waste of time. It sounds harsh, right? But this is the price. This is the toll. This is the situation that they're in. They decided they want to play. And so this is how it has to be. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Davey Martinez speaking as the Nationals were playing their own game and losing to the Blue Jays, but home in their own friendly confines. And he admits that he's had a lot of emotions over the way the season has started and what's happened with the Marlins and the other teams.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm scared. I mean, I really am, you know. So I go from here, home, back here every day. That's all I do. I wash my hands. I went from 47 times a day to probably 99 times a day. Wear my mask everywhere I go. So, I mean, but, you know, there's always, you know, there's that concern, you know.
There is always that concern. Isn't that the case for the rest of life? And for him to put himself in this situation, he said, I'm very guilty of caring more about other people than I care about myself. And so despite the fact that he has a heart condition, had a surgery not that long ago, he's decided that he still wants to be with his team and that he's going to take this risk. And for now, it's the only thing that he's doing outside of his home. A lot of us are in that situation, whether it's work, whether it's family that gets us out of the house. Otherwise, though, still not doing a whole lot of what we did last year or the year before that. I know in my area, there still is no indoor dining, no bars open, no gyms, no movie theaters. most of your entertainment options are closed if they're indoors, and still a lot of them closed outdoors as well. It's anything but back to normal. And yet it's pretty amazing how after 4 months, or closing in on five, we adjust. And that's what baseball is doing, which again is why I feel like baseball is a microcosm of real life. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. We'll have more with the commissioner, Rob Manfred, who sat down with Tom Verducci on MLB Network, talked about the Marlins situation, the health concerns, how these results actually came about, and what type of dominoes the positive results triggered. And I'd love to hear from you. Got a question up on our show Twitter and on our Facebook page. I said this on last night's show. I admire these guys for pressing forward. We're doing the same thing, right? I mean, I'm not working from home anymore. The guys on the show, they've continued to come into work. Many of you have continued to work outside the home, whether you're on the front lines or you're doing something entirely different. It's all part of the risk factor in 2020. Not to mention the rest of the risks that just come with living life. But they seem so much more heightened right now, which is why I said to start the show, life is precious and it's fleeting. And we very often take it for granted until something comes up in our lives that remind us how blessed we are, how grateful we should be. And in 2020, it feels like, at least for me, maybe for you too, we're face to face with those moments over and over and over again. So we'll get to your calls coming up top of the hour. So 30 minutes from now, Ron Blum, who covers Major League Baseball on a national level for the AP, will try to get some answers from him about what happens now and the other teams impacted. Not to mention, we've had 5 days of games now, 5 days and nights of games. So baseball is moving forward. Like you heard, Anthony Rizzo actually had a home run, and like Bob Uecker is prepared to tell us. Bob, how was your weekend?
Pretty good, Amy. A long weekend. Enjoyed it. Took in some baseball. And then, late last night, I'm like, uh-oh. So all that enjoyment got tempered very quickly.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the case in 2020, right? And it's the roller coaster of emotions. One day, it feels like we're good, we're okay, everything's stable as much as it can be. And then, boom, the next day, rug gets pulled out from under us.
It's so true. And I was into that baseball rhythm, if you want to use that terminology, as I was watching the games over the weekend. And I was actually coming around to the sense that, hey, maybe this isn't going to be so bad. It takes some getting used to, as I'm sure you found out as well. But it got into the rhythm of it. And then, yeah, just that was right to the solar plexus, that news we got.
It feels like there is no rhythm. No rhythm at all in 2020. Just a random someone pounding away on a piano or whatever other instrument, strumming away on a guitar, and there's really no tune that can be carried.
Yeah. If you're going to come up with one sound for 2020, it's a thud. Maybe, some out of tune piano keys just being pounded and really, really sour sound.
And yet, Bob, we have situations or stories, I should say, like Daniel Bard, like Carlos Carrasco, who comes back and starts for the first time after beating leukemia. How about the news that Alex Smith continues to mount this comeback and try to rehab after, what was it, 17 knee surgeries, leg surgeries, something like that, knee and leg surgeries. But he's now on the PUP list and actually out there trying to resume his career. So there are some pretty incredible stories, too. You just have to dig to find them.
Thank goodness. And that is an unbelievable story about Alex Smith. I haven't watched that E! Special yet. I just haven't watched it because I know what's in it. Yet I've had many people describe to me, what is shown, and I've read about it.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that he actually is possibly on the cusp of at least attempting to come back is almost inconceivable.
Yeah, broken fibula and tibia, and he nearly died. Mm-hmm. If they hadn't gotten him to the hospital as quickly as they did in, what was it, late 2018, 17 different surgeries. No player has ever come back from this type of an injury. He's not yet been cleared for football activity, but he is going ahead and throwing and moving and doing drills, and just being on the field is incredible for Alex Smith. So, yes, I agree with you. A thud is appropriate, but yet there are those rays of hope, too,
nice.
Bob.
Nice. Well done, Amy. You snapped me out of it, I'll tell you that.
That's good. That's why we're friends, Bob.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Our first concern, obviously, is the health of the players and their families, and making sure that we do everything possible to minimize the spread of the virus among our employees. We've been fortunate so far. We've done tens of thousands of tests. Our positive rate has been 0.4%. So we feel like the protocols have worked pretty well.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Commissioner Rob Manfred's with Tom Verducci in a sit-down interview on MLB Network. So it was precipitated by what happened with the Marlins and the way that the league was addressing the Marlins situation. Right now, the 13 players and coaches who've tested positive are quarantined in Philadelphia. The rest of the team is awaiting results. They will decide come Tuesday morning if they can continue with their series against the Orioles, or I guess the Baltimore part of their series. It's kind of a home and home situation with the Orioles. And then, of course, Yankees and Phillies. Phillies also awaiting test results. In fact, they may already have them. We just don't know about it yet. We'll continue to keep our eyes on social media for breaking news. As much as I dislike social media, that's usually where it starts. It's a cascade effect. So if it breaks overnight or first thing in the morning, we will let you know. But yes, this Marlins situation isn't just about the Marlins. It's also about the other teams that are in their path or that they have faced or will face. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Right now, we don't exactly know where these players and coaches got the virus.
There was testing on Friday, one positive on Saturday, testing again on Saturday, and the three additional positives on Sunday. What then happened under the protocols was we did contact tracing on all four positives. There was a small number of players who met the CDC guidelines. They were quarantined. We ordered additional testing. We did symptom checks. We did temperature checks and decided to proceed with the game on Sunday.
And so on Sunday, as we reported, as we talked about, there were four players. According to CDC guidelines, those were the only ones who needed to be quarantined. But as many of you know by now, sometimes the virus doesn't show up immediately. Was the virus spread because they chose to play on Sunday, or was there something already in motion before that? And then how are the Phillies affected, right? So these are decisions that the league is making, but there's no black and white here. There's all gray area. The protocols for health and safety, as Rob Manfred talks about, they did everything according to their guidelines. And still, we have to wait to see how this affected the Phillies. Is it about a game being postponed, or is it about a group of players inside the Phillies organization also having to deal with a mini outbreak? Now, they're being sequestered as well, just in case. But isn't it so appropriate for 2020? I feel like I've said this 100 times, maybe 100 times a month. There are more questions than there are answers. That's just how it is in sports and everywhere else. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. 855-212-4227. It's sponsored by Geico. Did you know right now Geico offers an extra 15% credit on your car, motorcycle, and RV policies? It's on top of what Geico can already save you. No need to wait. Visit geico.com to learn more. 855-212-4CBS. Jerry is in D.C. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you so much, Amy. Congratulations on the new home.
Thank you. You're
welcome. I am a rideshare driver. I came home early tonight. I needed some sleep because I do about 12 hours a day, about 6 to 7 days a week. Everybody takes their chances. I disinfect my car as much as I can every day, 2-3 times a day. I wear a mask. My passengers wear a mask, but you just don't know where it's going to come from, what's going to happen. I can't freeze. I have been driving since the day this coronavirus started. Mm-hmm. I've been blessed. I haven't been sick, anything like that, and it's been great. And also, I just take my hat off to Alex Smith because I watched that game here in Washington, D.C. when he had that severe injury. I also watched the Monday night game when Lawrence Taylor was sacking Joe Theismann, and that leg just went the other way. Technology has a lot of accomplishments that it's made during the last 20, 30 years. I praise him. If he can run, he can try out, fine, because Lord knows he deserves it. And even if the Redskins don't play him, they still have to pay him anyway, so just keep him around. The guy's intelligent, you know, Utah State grad. The guy had an IQ out the window when he first got drafted, and I'm on his side. You know, I hope that he can stay there and help even motivate the younger quarterbacks we have here with the Washington football team.
Yeah, definitely any athlete, but specifically a quarterback who goes through so much to be able to play his position at the highest level. And we know Alex Smith was an overall number one draft pick. You want to talk about rolling with the punches, even before the broken legs, the guy who was, you know, traded or moved multiple times, lost his starting position to Colin Kaepernick with the Niners, and then, of course, was in Kansas City and could see the writing on the wall because they drafted Patrick Mahomes. They do him a solid. They trade him to Washington, and then boom, this broken leg, which again nearly claimed his life. So football becomes secondary. But if there's anything that young quarterbacks, young players can learn from him, it's about his refusal to give up, his toughness for sure. But this idea that he's not done until he's run out of opportunities, right? And I agree with you about the Redskins. And this kind of goes along with what I talked about with Daniel Bard on Sunday night. I mean, he just refused to give up. He kept trying. Alex Smith still clearly has a love for the game. And if he can get paid to do it, I admire him because most people would have quit by now and said it's just not worth the effort. And the inspiration that he is, the inspiration that his story provides is incredible.
Well, he has a hell of a career after football anyway. The guy is absolutely intelligent. He can do a million things, and I'm happy for him. And I like the fact that the Redskins are taking a total turnaround, hiring Julie Donaldson in their executive department. Mm-hmm. She's a great lady here in the nation's capital. We've watched her, listened to her, and things like that. So I think things are taking a good turnaround. But he would definitely be an influence if they had given him a position in the office, because this guy knows things and he knows football, and I give him all the credit in the world. He's got love for me, that's for sure. And look, I hope if you don't grow a summer garden, which is almost in the summer now, grow a winter garden. Kale, collards, and mustard greens are great in the winter, and I still have the fertilizer that I talked to you about through the last 2 years, and I can get that to you. Just let me know.
You are very kind. Right now I've got my hands full just taking care of the yard and the flowers, but maybe we'll expand sometime moving forward. It's only my basil plant that is part of my little garden right now, but thank you, Jerry. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Take care. Good night.
855-212-4227. We'll get back to more of your phone calls. He mentions the Redskins and the change in culture. Oh, I'm sorry. They're not the Redskins anymore. Darn it. This is going to be hard for me. San Diego Chargers have got nothing on the Washington football team. Whoops. The Washington football team has certainly gone through a ton of adversity. And, you know, it's come to a head. And I believe it was necessary for them to create this culture change. But I also give Dan Snyder credit for hiring Ron Rivera. As I said to you last week, Ron Rivera to me is the right man to lead them forward into a new era, an era where their culture can be respected, an era where it's about discipline, it's about honesty, it's about integrity, it's about respect. It's also about treating people equally. Because of Ron's background, because of his experience, because of his track record, you know that this is a guy who will not only talk the talk, but will walk the walk. And yet, he did not know everything that would fall in his lap when he first took this job. If I'm not mistaken, it was January 1st. Maybe it was in the works in the last few days of 2019, but I believe it was announced on New Year's Day. And he says, in fact, he did an interview with CBS this morning recently. He says, no regrets.
I took this job because of what I saw on the football team in terms of those things, you know, who I saw as the young players that this team has. And to me, you know, there's a lot of young quality football players that have a bright future. And we've just got to, as coaches, coach these guys up and give them an opportunity to have success.
I'm telling you what, it's a match made in heaven. A challenge like this with the Washington football team and Ron Rivera. I feel like everything that he's gone through in his career has positioned him and led him to the point where he can do this. I have no idea if they're going to turn into a winning football team in 2020. It's a big job. It's a total rebuild. He doesn't have a locked-in future starting quarterback yet. That's one of the major question marks. As is everything else, really, with the team. And yet, this guy does not back down from a challenge. And I admire him and appreciate that approach so much. His toughness, coming from a military family, coming from his background, it fits perfectly. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. A lot of you are reaching out to me and asking me, are you still on WFAN in New York City? We believe that WFAN has gone back to all local programming with the start of the baseball season, but there are many other ways that you can listen. If you don't have a local affiliate near you, check out SiriusXM Channel 206. It's constantly airing CBS Sports Radio, so that's where we are right now. You can also listen online, CBSSportsRadio.com, or on the free and easy Radio.com app. Ron Blum of the AP is next here after hours, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.